Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into one of the biggest names in healthcare, United Health Group, ticker UNH. This is a company that's been on a wild ride, from hitting serious turbulence last year to staging a massive comeback in 2026. We're going to break down the business, the numbers, the recent moves, and figure out what this stock is really worth. Let's get into it. So, what's the big picture here? United Health Group is a healthcare behemoth, and it's been making headlines lately. The stock is up over 20% year-to-date, crushing the broader market. But it's not just blind luck. There are real catalysts driving this rally. We've seen a fresh vote of confidence from Wall Street, with Bank of America upgrading the stock to a buy and slapping a $450 price target on it. That sent shares surging over 5% in a single day. Investors are piling in, looking for stability in a sector that's been anything but stable. For anyone new to the name, United Health Group is more than just an insurance company. It's a diversified healthcare enterprise operating through two main platforms, United Healthcare, which is the insurance arm, and Optum, which provides health services, pharmacy care, and data analytics. With a market cap of nearly $370 billion and over 400,000 employees, this is one of the largest and most influential players in American healthcare. When you look at the revenue breakdown, it's clear where the money comes from. For fiscal year 2025, United Healthcare brought in over $332 billion in revenue, while Optum Health contributed about $19.8 billion. The vast majority of the business is driven by the insurance side, but Optum is the growth engine. It's where the high-margin services and long-term strategic value lie. The company's total revenue for 2025 came in at over $447 billion, up from $400 billion the year before. That's serious scale. Now let's talk about the earnings picture, because it's a bit of a mixed bag. In fiscal year 2025, net income dropped to $12 billion, down from $14.4 billion in 2024. That's a noticeable decline, and it's largely due to the impact of the Change Healthcare cyber attack and some regulatory headwinds. But here's the thing. On an adjusted basis, the story is much better. The company's Q1 2026 earnings call highlighted strong performance across all segments, with revenue growth and margin recovery on track. Management is laser-focused on sustainable growth and getting back to that double-digit earnings trajectory. They're not just sitting on their hands. On the Q1 2026 call, management was clear they see the worst of the headwinds behind them. They talked about improving medical cost trends, a strong pipeline in Optum, and a commitment to returning capital to shareholders. The tone was confident, and they laid out a path to margin recovery that investors seemed to be buying into. It's not just talk, they're executing. Let's dig into the financial health. The company has a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.75, which is manageable for a business of this size. Free cash flow for 2025 was nearly $32 billion, up significantly from $20.7 billion in 2024. That's a massive cash machine. The dividend yield is around 2.2%, and United Health has raised its payout for 16 consecutive years. It's not the highest yield out there, but the growth trajectory is impressive. They've also been aggressive with share buybacks, reducing the share count by about 1.5% annually, which gives a nice tailwind to earnings per share. Now, let's do a quick SWOT analysis. On the strength side, you've got the sheer scale of the business, a diversified revenue stream, and a dominant position in both insurance and health services. The brand is trusted, and the cash flow is enormous. Weaknesses. The company is heavily exposed to U.S. regulatory risk. Any changes to Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement rates could hit the bottom line hard. Also, the medical cost ratio can be volatile, as we saw in 2025. Opportunities are huge. Aging demographics, expansion of Optum, and potential to streamline care through technology. Threats include increased competition from the likes of CVS and Cigna, and the ever-present risk of cyber attacks after the Change Healthcare incident. Looking at the price action, UNH has been on a tear. Over the past 6 months, the stock is up over 24%, and over the past year, it's up more than 34%. That's a massive rebound from the lows we saw in late 2024. Technically, the stock broke out of a major bottom pattern and is now forming a bull flag, which could signal further upside. The 50-day moving average is sloping up nicely, and the stock is trading well above it. Momentum is clearly on the bull side right now. So, what's the stock actually worth? We ran a comprehensive valuation using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for a mature compounder like United Health. The model confidence is high, and the setup is clean. We're looking at a fair value of around $463 per share, based on the market snap analysis, and the DCF supports a similar number at about $459. At the current price of roughly $380, that implies an upside of about 22.5%. The valuation assumes a normalized forward PE of 22, which is a slight discount to the historical average given the decelerating growth profile. The 5-year CAR projection is around 4.2%, which might not sound exciting, but when you factor in the dividend and buybacks, the total return story gets more interesting. If you invested $10,000 today, the base case suggests it could grow to about $12,258 over 5 years. That's not a home run, but it's a solid, steady base hit. All right, here's my take. United Health is a high-quality business that's been through a rough patch and is coming out the other side stronger. The valuation is reasonable, the dividend is growing, and the company is a cash flow machine. That said, the growth is decelerating, and the regulatory overhang is real. I think this is a buy for long-term patient investors who want exposure to healthcare without taking on biotech-level risk. It's not going to double overnight, the small but it's a compounder that should deliver steady returns. If you're looking for a core holding, UNH fits the bill. What do you think about UNH? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.